This morning on WCHL, it looks like the Hagen-Tillis race will come down to the wire.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears.
A dispute in northern Chapel Hill late Tuesday night landed one man in the hospital and led police to a Carborough apartment complex.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground who's bleeding from the head.
And the General Assembly has closed its doors in a two-year session. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, we turn to the Carolina football offense, where the quarterback race is still neck and neck, according to the head Tar Heel. And the options the starting play caller will have to choose from are getting bigger, faster, and stronger. And
enjoy braided baseball star Monet Davis while her fleeting fame lasts.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the middle 90s. It's going to be really hot. Partly sunny, slight chance of rain this afternoon, and it's a little bit foggy in some places out there this morning, so please drive with a little extra caution. Brands of peanut butter and almond butter sold at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Safeway, and Kroger have been recalled for suspected salmonella contamination. The Associated Press reports that New York-based Hain Celestial Group, Inc. has pulled Arrowhead Mills peanut butters from the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters. Other private label brands sold at the four grocers mentioned were also recalled. Routine FDA testing found that the nut butters could pose a contamination risk that may be linked to four reported illnesses. The FDA did not comment on how many jars of nut butter were recalled. The U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Senator Kay Hagan and Republican North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is tightening to a likely toss-up. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with the Director of Public Policy Polling and has this report.
According to a public policy polling survey released this week, Hagan is at 42% with North Carolina voters, with Tillis receiving 38% if the election were held today. Last month, Hagan led Tillis 41-34, according to the same poll. PPP Director Tom Jensen said that the Republican base is slowly starting to line up behind Tillis after a bruising seven-way primary in May. Tillis received 46% of the vote in that contest, while Tea Party candidate Greg Brannon, his top challenger, got about 22%.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears. A month ago, Tillis was only up by 59 points with Republican voters. Now he's up by 71 points with Republican voters.
Jensen predicted that fading support for Libertarian candidate Sean Haugh of Durham will tighten things up to a one-point toss-up by November 4th.
The Libertarian candidate, Sean Haugh, is getting 8% of the vote. And if you ask people, the Haugh supporters, who their second choice would be, they say it would be Tillis by a 61-19 margin.
Both major candidates are running with low popularity overall. Hagan is at 42%, and her unpopularity reflects that of President Obama's in the state. Meanwhile, disapproval of the General Assembly and its handling of school budget-related issues in particular are hurting support for Tillis.
There was definitely an effort by Tom Tillis and the Republicans in the General Assembly this year to try to come across as more moderate on educational issues, but they don't seem to have had much success with voters on that front.
In another PPP poll released this week, North Carolina voters gave Republican Governor Pat McCrory an average C grade for the work he's done so far in office. He got an A or a B from 42% of voters, while 37% gave him a D or an F. Because he received more Fs than As, by 20% to 17%, he got an average of C. The governor's current approval rating is 43%, while 45% of voters disapprove of him. The poll also finds McCrory only 1 point ahead of North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper, his potential Democratic opponent in 2016, at 44-43%. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an Intown lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you. Through an unmatched level of expertise and service, the Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer.
The best.
Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due-at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month's payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 9/2/14.
Your Carolina football team kicks off the 2014 season in Keenan Stadium on August 30th at 6 p.m. It's Carolina versus Liberty in the first game of the season. Now's your chance to buy a Carolina football family pack. You can get four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. It's the best way to get the whole family together to experience the action and cheer for the Tar Heels. Come support Coach Larry Fedora and the Carolina football team in their exciting season opener versus Liberty on August 30th. Buy a football family pack now. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina football. Football Family Pack.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
71 degrees, 613 at WCHL. A dispute in a northern Chapel Hill trailer park led Chapel Hill police to a Carrboro apartment early Wednesday morning in pursuit of a suspect.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground near one of the trailers who's bleeding from the head. EMS transported this person to UNC Hospital, where he was admitted to the hospital.
That is Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker. 19-year-old Christopher Jesus Delgadillo was admitted to the hospital. As of Wednesday afternoon, he was listed in fair condition, according to UNC Healthcare spokesperson Tom Hughes. 23-year-old Oziel Zermano was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. The incident took place at Lakeview Mobile Home Park across from Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road.
It shows that he was released under $500 unsecure bond before the magistrate and released under that bond.
Sergeant Walker says no additional motives, such as attempted robbery, were reported in connection with the assault. North Carolina's legislature has finally gone home for good after wrapping up its two-year session. The Senate completed work last night by approving a compromise with the House on cleaning up coal ash ponds and a bill on unemployment insurance records and adjourned. The House finished Wednesday afternoon. That means lawmakers won't come back unless there's a veto or special session until the next edition of the General Assembly starting in January. This year's work period began May 14th and ended 7 weeks later than predictions by legislative leaders as negotiations on the budget, coal ash, and economic incentives lingered. House Speaker Tom Tillis suggested it's possible Governor Pat McCrory could call lawmakers back to consider other economic incentives the governor wants approved. Senator Tom Apodaca says he prefers not to return. North Carolina lawmakers have approved legislation they say makes the state the nation's first to address decades of toxic water pollution from residue left behind by coal-burning electricity plants. The General Assembly on Wednesday approved legislation addressing the problem unmasked 6 months ago when a coal ash spill from a Duke Energy plant coated 70 miles of the Dan River in gray sludge. The measure goes to the governor before becoming law. Environmentalists said the legislation improved on earlier efforts but didn't go far enough. Lawmakers said the measure would reverse a Superior Court judge's ruling that Duke must take immediate action to eliminate groundwater contamination that crosses onto a neighboring property. Environmental attorney Frank Holloman says that will allow Duke Energy to study the problem indefinitely before starting cleanup. WCHL News Time, 6:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Well, traffic really light this morning, as always. I mentioned earlier a little bit of fog in some spots this morning, which makes visibility not great. So please just drive a little extra caution out there. Can't see very far in front of you in some places. It's not all over the place, but just in some low-lying areas. But no problems to report right now that we know about. If you know of anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro and let us know what you see. We'll pass along the word. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 71 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, are you sitting down or lying down? High today about 95. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, about 72. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, probably. And the high tomorrow in the low 90s. Looking ahead a little bit. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and the low around 70. Then on Saturday, thank goodness, temperatures will back off a little bit. We'll have cloudy skies still with a 40% chance of rain and the high in the middle 80s. Saturday night, we'll have a 40% chance of rain and low in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, cooler still. Mostly cloudy, but high only about 80 degrees Sunday. So I like the sound of that, that's for sure. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Going to jump right into it here and talk about Carolina football. Let's talk about the offense. Tar Heel offensive playmakers are grinding it out in Chapel Hill. UNC quarterback Mitch Trubisky continues to fight for the starting quarterback position with Marquise Williams, the incumbent there, while wide receiver Kendrick Singleton is bulked up in hopes of taking his game to the next level. WCHL's Matt Oakes gives us the latest on Tar Heel football.
Trubisky has been toiling over the opportunity to snag the top spot on the depth chart away from junior Marquise Williams the entire offseason. And with the home opener only 9 days away, a starter is yet to be named by head coach Larry Fedora. From the outside, it appears both quarterbacks are right for the system and are likely set to see game action, at least for the first couple weeks inside the cozy confines of Keenan Stadium. But despite the intense competition for the leading role behind center, Trubisky says Williams has helped him grow in his self-belief.
For Marquise, I learned just be confident in yourself, be confident in your abilities, and he's told me that, like, no matter the competition, you got to believe you could be a job, and that's what I learned from Marquise. He's got a lot of confidence in himself, and he's got confidence in the guys in the offense, and I think that's something I could definitely take away from him.
Trubisky says the coaching staff is pleased with the progress of both the quarterback competitors fighting for supremacy of the Tar Heel offense.
The coaches just tell us to do your best every day. They're not really worried about the competition. They know it's a great thing for our offense this far, and I think me and him just pushing each other every day makes our team better, and that's what they just keep telling us to go out and do. We've both been progressing, so the coaches have loved what they've seen so far.
Junior receiver Singleton is yet another weapon in the arsenal for the Trubisky-Williams duo. Nicknamed Bull, Singleton says the pieces of the puzzle are coming together in his third go-around in Chapel Hill.
Because I can see the whole picture. I know the whole offense now. I know what he does, and he don't know, ask me, you got this route, you got that route. I just see the whole picture.
A season ago, Singleton recorded 6 receptions for 66 yards and a touchdown, but he's looking to make a bigger splash in 2014 thanks in large part to the influence of senior tight end Jack Tabb.
Great leader, helped me with incredible whole bunch of things. Technique-wise, first step, second step, that's my biggest problems, you know, going into that new position in the backfield, you know, stepping different type of ways. Jack Tabb has been a great leader. He brings energy every day, and he always pushes me as well, pushes me to be the best I can be daily.
Singleton will provide another target for UNC to go along with reliable receivers like Quinshaw Davis and Bug Howard. Singleton has put on some extra weight in the offseason, but says he's still able to run with the best of them.
Well, I done gained 15, 20 pounds, and I'm at like 218. You know, and I'm still working. It went down, you know, training camp, running every day for 2.5 weeks. It went down, but I'm gonna be back, you know, soon. Started gaining weight. I was still running with the skill.
So I maintain my speed. I can still run and make cuts and do different things. And it's been pretty nice.
An under-the-radar battle raging on the practice fields comes at the place kicker position. Senior East Chapel Hill High School product Thomas Moore is being challenged by promising freshman upstart Freeman Jones. Coach Fedora says the position remains up for grabs, although the inexperience of Jones shows.
Nah, I wouldn't say anybody's really separated themselves. I'd say the freshman is having the toughest transition between the two because he's learning the timing that you have to have on the college level. You don't just get to sit back there and as long as you want and kick the ball. You hope that the young guys come in, you know, you hope that they can take jobs, that they can compete with people and win a job. That means you're getting better.
With only six seniors dotting the Carolina roster this fall, the youth movement remains alive and well for the Tar Heels. There will be plenty of room for underclassmen to assume starring roles this fall. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Countdown to Carolina football, 9 days. We're 9 days away from the season opener, August 30th, in Keenan Stadium. And WCHL will have complete coverage, not only leading up to the game, but all day long. Complete all-game day coverage right here on WCHL. Starting out with countdown to kickoff, 3 hours before game time. While he's not quite ready to name starters, Panthers coach Ron Rivera is pleased with how his offensive line has progressed following an offseason of change. The Panthers lost four offensive linemen from last year's roster to retirement, including longtime left tackle Jordan Gross. Rivera says, "That's a bummer." No kidding. Despite the departures, most of Carolina's offensive linemen have some experience playing in the system, with the exception of rookie Trey Turner, who's been working as a starting right guard. Rivera said the offensive line is still a work in progress, but quoting here, "For the most part, it's shaping up very nicely, and I like the direction we're headed. I feel confident and comfortable with this group." That includes moving last year's starting right tackle Byron Bell over to left tackle. Well, that's what's going on with the Carolina Panthers as they continue in their preseason play. A lot of excitement around Charlotte and all over the state of North Carolina for what the Panthers are going to do this season. It is 6:22 at WCHL, and the Osgood File is on the way next.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I back up the brokers and do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none, cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy. And, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it. And wow. So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure it happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents, so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silk Hope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at more local news on WCHL and a complete wrap-up on what's happening with our weather. Needless to say, it's going to be hot today. High today about 95 degrees. 6:25 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Lexington Inns and Hotels. Make your travel dollars count. Join Lexington's reward program to earn free hotel stays worldwide and instant perks at most locations. Visit LexingtonHotels.com. This is Charles Osgood. What if every vehicle on the road could automatically read the speed, brake status, and direction of every car around it, ahead, behind, and on either side of it, and react accordingly? Vehicle-to-vehicle systems, or V2V, as they're called, do exist at a cost of some $345 apiece. They're being tested, and within 3 years, the federal government may make them mandatory in new vehicles. The story after this.
Here's a true story about identity theft. A man in Seattle went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account, but by morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but here's what I've done. I've armed myself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. That's right, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It helps to protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other identity theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock is on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
For a V2V system to effectively read and respond to all the cars around it would have to have the system installed. On a national basis, only the federal government could make that happen. David Friedman of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration thinks that once in place, it could prevent more than 500,000 crashes a year and save more than 1,000 lives.
One of the things we've done already is put about 3,000 vehicles on the road in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to make sure the technology works in congestion, in rural areas, in urban areas.
Car accidents do kill more than 30,000 people a year, although this technology would not prevent most of them, according to Clarence Ditlow of the Center for Auto Safety.
Most accidents are single vehicle crashes. It's not a head-on crash between two vehicles that's the most common.
All the government has really decided so far is to make a decision, says Brian Cooley, the senior editor of CNET, which he translates as,
okay, we're going to set a line when all new cars must have this ability to talk to other cars that have the same technology. We're waiting for that exact date and rollout period.
So don't hold your breath, but the new technology is coming.
This new technology could go right to the car's brakes, right to its accelerator or steering, and make the change, as well as make the communications connection.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
If you've been waking up with Ron Stutz for days or decades, you've heard the commentators. You can be one yourself. You don't have to be asked. Don't tell me you don't have an opinion. You get a minute and a half to sound off, and you can say about anything. Sidewalks too narrow or too wide? Trees threatened? The schools are working or not? If your concerns are broader, give them a local angle. Ever written a letter to the editor? If so, you've done most of the work. Make an appointment, come in, and read. If you aren't satisfied, do it over. You're in and out in 10 minutes. Stick to one topic. You can always do another. It's amazing that more people aren't standing in line. Imagine in our community where for every three people there are four opinions. Of course, if you do one, Ron may bug you to do more.
The lottery did not fund my education.
Come on, management. Respect your customers in this community.
Pay to park, thus pay to shop.
And this time, pocket change won't do it.
You're not going to get into liberal heaven by being run over by a Prius.
Are you kidding me?
The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM WCHF.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It's going to be hot today, no question about that. 71 degrees right now, but we're going to warm up all the way to 95 before this day is over. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the low around 72. And then tomorrow, another hot one, not quite as hot. Partly sunny, 30% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon tomorrow, and the high tomorrow in the low 90s. Thankfully, on the weekend, on Saturday, our high about 85, and on Sunday, our high around 80. So that's a little bit better. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough, and the beautiful garden patio is now open.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Syria failed when hostages were not in the location that U.S. intelligence officials thought they'd be. James Foley was one of those hostages. He was beheaded by ISIS. The Obama administration revealed the attempt by special operations personnel, but correspondent Major Garrett says few details were released.
The explanation from the White House and the Pentagon as to why they're not sort of taking the country through this operation chapter and verse is because there are still hostages, American hostages, in Syria, and there's a reluctance to give out too many operational details because there is a fear that ISIS or ISIL terrorists would take that information and use it.
National security analyst Juan Zarate says facial, voice, and location recognition will be utilized by experts going over the video of the Foley execution.
All sorts of tests will be done to try to identify the location of where the video was taken and the identity of the individual who killed Mr. Foley.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 72 degrees in Chapel for a high today of about 95. I'm Ron Stutz. Brands of peanut butter and almond butter sold at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Safeway, and Kroger have been recalled for suspected salmonella contamination. The Associated Press reports that New York-based Hain's Celestial Group, Inc. has pulled Arrowhead Mills peanut butters from the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters. Other private label brands sold at the four grocers mentioned were also recalled. Routine FDA testing found that the nut butters could pose a contamination risk that may be linked to four reported illnesses. The FDA did not comment on how many jars of nut butter were recalled. The U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Senator Kay Hagan and Republican North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is tightening to a likely toss-up. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with the Director of Public Policy Polling in Raleigh and has this report.
According to a public policy polling survey released this week, Hagan is at 42% with North Carolina voters, with Tillis receiving 38% if the election were held today. Last month, Hagan led Tillis 41-34, according to the same poll. PPP Director Tom Jensen said that the Republican base is slowly starting to line up behind Tillis after a bruising seven-way primary in May. Tillis received 46% of the vote in that contest, while Tea Party candidate Greg Brannon, his top challenger, got about 22%.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears. A month ago, Tillis was only up by 59 points with Republican voters. Now he's up by 71 points with Republican voters.
Jensen predicted that fading support for Libertarian candidate Sean Haw of Durham will tighten things up to a one-point toss-up by November 4th.
The Libertarian candidate, Sean Haw, is getting 8% of the vote. And if you ask people, the Haw supporters, who their second choice would be, they say it would be Tillis by a 61-19 margin.
Both major candidates are running with low popularity overall. Hagan is at 42%, and her unpopularity reflects that of President Obama's in the state. Meanwhile, disapproval of the General Assembly and its handling of school budget-related issues in particular are hurting support for Tillis.
There was definitely an effort by Tom Tillis and the Republicans in the General Assembly this year to try to come across as more moderate on educational issues, but they don't seem to have had much success with voters on that front.
In another PPP poll released this week, North Carolina voters gave Republican Governor Pat McCrory an average C grade for the work he's done so far in office. He got an A or a B from 42% of voters, while 37% gave him a D or an F. Because he received more Fs than As, by 20% to 17%, he got an average of C. The governor's current approval rating is 43%, while 45% of voters disapprove of him. The poll also finds McCrory only 1 point ahead of North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper, his potential Democratic opponent in 2016, at 44 to 43%. You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A Raleigh-based nonprofit organization that provides affordable rental housing will have to resubmit its application for tax credits next year to develop 8.5 acres off Legion Road as part of the new Ephesus Fordham District in Chapel Hill. According to a Town of Chapel Hill media release, DHIC of Raleigh made an oversight during the application process for state low-income tax credit funds to develop 2 rental communities. The plan includes 84 apartments for working families and 60 units for senior citizens. As a result of its error, DHIC was notified on August 15th that the application was unsuccessful. DHIC reportedly intends to resubmit an application to the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency in January. Greg Warren, the president of DHIC, is quoted in the media release as saying that it was an unfortunate setback, but it's not unusual to take 2 or 3 years for such projects to move forward. Chatham County residents should double-check their vehicle registration renewals before sticking the check in the mail. If you live in Chatham County, listen up. Some residents have received tax bills citing the incorrect county rate. Orange County's property tax rate is 87.8%. Durham County's is 79.31 cents. However, Chatham County's rate is much lower at 62.19 cents. Not only are you overpaying if the bill is incorrect, but the funds are going to the incorrect county. If you received a bill from the Division of Motor Vehicles that's not right, you can call the DMV at 919-814-1779. And you can find that number posted in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. The state Supreme Court has upheld a decision by North Carolina electric power regulators that allowed a Duke Energy subsidiary to raise rates on residential customers, the former Progress Energy, by 7.5% over 2 years. The justices agreed on Wednesday there was enough evidence to justify the State Utilities Commission's decision last year on a specific profit margin. The increase affects former Progress Energy customers in much of eastern North Carolina and also in Asheville. Attorney General Roy Cooper had appealed the commission's decision, saying it failed to consider in detail the economic impact on customers when determining return on equity. Justice Barbara Jackson wrote Wednesday's ruling, which had no dissenting opinions. She said the agreement with Duke Energy included several provisions serving customer interest. North Carolina's legislature has finally gone home now for good. After wrapping up its 2-year session, the Senate completed work last night by approving a compromise with the House on cleaning up coal ash ponds and a bill on unemployment insurance records and adjourned. The House finished Wednesday afternoon. That means lawmakers won't come back unless there's a veto or a special session until the next edition of the General Assembly in January. This year's work period began May 14th and ended 7 weeks later than predictions by legislative leaders as negotiations on the budget, coal ash, and economic incentives lingered. House Speaker Tom Tillis suggested it's possible that Governor Pat McCrory could call lawmakers back to consider other economic incentives the governor wants approved. Senator Tom Apodaca says he prefers not to return. Festivities to mark the 25th anniversary of the Southern Folklife Collection at the University of North Carolina will culminate with a concert by Merle Haggard and Tiff Merritt. The festival scheduled for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Events begin today with a dinner and an all-star benefit concert that includes Tiff Merritt. Also, Wilson Library will host a retrospective exhibit that highlights the history, collections, and work of the Southern Folklife Collection. On Friday, the schedule includes a New Orleans Brass Band Symposium. Haggard and Merritt will perform on Saturday in Memorial Hall on the UNC campus in a special fundraiser. Haggard is a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Merritt is a North Carolina native who attended UNC and lives in Chatham County. The Southern Folklife Collection opened in 1989 as an archive dedicated to collecting and preserving cultural heritage. And news around town this morning. 40 years ago, in Philadelphia, 11 women were ordained as the first ever female priests in the history of the Episcopal Church. This Sunday at 4 o'clock, the Episcopal Church of the Advocate in Chapel Hill is hosting a celebration in commemoration of that event with 2 of the Philadelphia 11 in attendance. Sunday's event will include a Eucharist featuring a sermon by one of the 11, the Reverend Carter Hayward. The service will be followed by a panel discussion and a book table. The Church of the Advocate is located on Marin Road, just off Homestead in northern Chapel Hill. It's a church that was recently moved to that location. The event is free and open to everyone. Offerings and a percentage of book sales will be donated to Harvest for Hospitality. You can check out all our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:40, Kat Devine just had some work done at her house, and she has some kind words to say about the Spanish-speaking workers who completed that work. That is on the way next on WCHL, followed by Inside Carolina Football.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for watering nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
You bet. 642 at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Catherine Devine, and I've had some work done. New roof, new gutters, new HVAC, ceiling repair, and a nifty paint job all in the last month. Things got a little hectic for sure, what with all the coming and going. But the 15 people who came and went were spectacular. Friendly and energetic, professional in every way, every one of them giving 100%, while all I did was watch. Anybody watching me do my work would yawn. Oh, look, honey, she's typing again. These workers carry heavy loads up and down extension ladders and crawl around in dark, damp spaces. The painters paint with surgical precision, and the gutter guys get her done like there's nothing to it. What a humbling experience. I made a good living back in the day, but I never worked hard. I never got dirty or lifted anything heavier than a file folder in the course of a day's work, and I didn't have to learn a new language in order to get by, unlike the hard workers who showed up at my house cada mañana, buenos dias, and didn't leave until dark, buenas noches, bien hecho, amigos. Estoy muy feliz. This is Catherine Devine.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina football is now just over a week away from opening the 2014 season next Saturday in Keenan Stadium against Liberty. One area of concern this year for the Heels is along the defensive line. Carolina has had some attrition along that line this offseason, leaving fewer options than anticipated. That lack of depth has caught the eye of head coach Larry Fedora.
You know, Jesse Rogers is going to be working inside. We already had Justin Thompson in there, and now you bring in some young guys that are going to have to get ready to play. You know, with Dinkins and the Clark kid and Tyler Powell. I mean, those guys are going to have to get ready to play. There's a lot of different ways we can go. We've got to find the best scenario for us.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The defensive line is an area where multiple players rotate in and out on a regular basis. So Fedora and his staff are well aware of the importance of finding players that can contribute this season.
You're probably going to play five guys inside, and you're very fortunate if you're able to keep those guys healthy the whole year. So we're going to need five guys in that rotation, and we got to develop five very quickly.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
The beginning of the Carolina football season will be here soon. The Tar Heels will open with a home game against Liberty Saturday, August 30th at 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You can count on Countdown to Kickoff starting at 3 only on your News Talk and Tar Heels station. All the games, all season. Pre-game and post-game coverage also streaming live on chapelboro.com. The tradition continues with Carolina football right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Tar Heels, down he goes!
I'm up for traffic and weather together at WCHL. First of all, let me just tell you that Rand is decked out in an eggplant-colored shirt this morning and matching tie, and just looks awesome as always.
Thank you very much.
So your fashion sense is intact, and everybody can not even worry about it today and go about their business.
I haven't let you down today.
Yeah, you look good.
Well, thank you very much.
You gotta tweet a picture of that shirt, man. I like that shirt. What's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, it looks like there might be a little more volume than we're used to seeing at this time of day. As far as this early, it looks like just a couple more, you know, where we see the usual slowdowns, they might be a little slower. I don't know. Can't tell you what the reason is behind that, but might be just a little bit a few more cars on the roadways. But really no major problems out there, no accidents being reported. If you see anything, though, as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you in a half an hour or so.
Sounds good.
And this look at the traffic has been brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, time to turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. 73 degrees right now, partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 95 or 96. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the high and the low 90s. Our high temperatures on the weekend, about 85 on Saturday and about 80 on Sunday. So a little bit of relief from today's intense heat. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or the custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Time now for your celebrity birthdays of the morning, and we have a bunch of them to tell you about this morning. We'll start with at the high end. Former football player Pete Retzlaff is 83 years old. Actor-director Melvin Van Peebles is 82. I didn't realize he was that old. Playwright Mark Crowley is 79. Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold him and when to fold him. Kenny Rogers, 76 years old today. Actor Clarence Williams III, otherwise known as Link, remember him from the Mod Squad? 75 years old. And let's see here, Jackie Shannon. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. 73 years old today. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Willie Nillier is 69. Actress Patty McCormack is 69. Actress Loretta Devine, 65 years old today. NBC newsman Harry Smith is 63. Actress Kim Cattrall is 58. Sex and the City. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL quarterback Jim McMahon turns 55 today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher John Wetland is 48. Figure skater Josie Chouinard, 45. Actress Carrie Ann Moss is 44. Actress Alicia Witt is 39 years old today. Let's see here. Olympic gold medal sprinter Usain Bolt is 28 years old today. Still a great name for a sprinter, isn't it? Actor-comedian Brooks Whelan of Saturday Night Live is 28 years old today. Country singer Kacey Musgraves is 26. And actress Hayden Panettiere, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, she's 25 years old today and one of the stars of Nashville on TV. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthday today. First of all, my good buddy Raleigh Mann, you often hear doing commentaries here on WCHL. Raleigh Mann is 80 years old today. My goodness. Also, Anne England has a birthday today. And our birthday winner is Carborough Board of Aldermen member Michelle Johnson. Michelle Johnson, happy birthday, dear. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love to take care of their customers. Michelle Johnson, happy birthday from WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger. This is the highlight of the show. If you're disappointed, I'm sorry. It's as good as it gets.
Man.
Freddie Kiger comes in here armed with trivia questions.
Yeah. Man, you guys have been wonderful for a long time. Thanks for playing. Thanks for putting up with us.
Freddie Kiger fan club will meet in the phone booth at the corner of Franklin and Columbia. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. There's not a phone booth there anymore.
Right. And a phone booth would hold perhaps all the fans that we have.
That was my point.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. So you're trying to tell us that we don't have fans who are cuckoo for trivia?
We got a lot of cuckoo fans. Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, today we're doing classic movies.
That's why we love them.
Classic movies. Yes.
All right.
Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. In what movie is $200,000 of Confederate gold buried in a grave marked unknown next to Arch Stanton?
I have no clue.
In what movie is $200,000 of Confederate gold buried in a grave marked unknown next to Arch Stanton? I'll give you the decade. It's back in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
And it is indeed a classic.
I do not know. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers where you are.
Good to go. It ain't $200,000, but it's $10
exactly.
That's a pretty good little gold mine in itself.
In Cruisers money.
Yeah.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Deb Blake is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Deb is an exceptional volunteer at Pause Forever. First of all, how did you get involved in this great organization?
I've always been an animal lover and had dogs all my life. As an adult, I've always had dogs. When I found out that Pause Forever was a guaranteed adoption sanctuary, I knew that would be a place for me.
Pause Forever does such great work. And Deb, I understand you recently got an award. You won the 2014 North Carolina Governor's Volunteer Service Award in the Perseverance category. What was your reaction when you found out you had won this honor? And second of all, what's the Perseverance thing all about?
I was shocked. There are so many wonderful people out there volunteering, giving love and their time and commitment to so many wonderful causes that I couldn't believe that I won it, to be honest with you. And it's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
Well, you were honored also for your perseverance, and I'm wondering if there's an interesting story behind that.
Well, I was attacked by a dog and bitten in the face several years ago, and I had to have immediate surgery, of course, and it was a very frightening experience for me because, you know, I've never come up against a dog that I didn't love. So it was a setback for me, but I care so much about these animals that I overcame that.
I've been told that even though there are many wonderful folks who work with Pause Forever, you're one of the most compassionate, well-liked, and courageous volunteers ever at Pause Forever, and I know that the organization is happy to have you.
Well, Ron, all I can say is God bless every one of them because they're the people that should be getting the awards. Their love and their commitment to these animals and all the wonderful volunteers and especially the staff. These people are just fabulous.
Just so you'll know, Deb, you were nominated for this honor by Katie McClure.
She's about one of the finest women I have ever known. And we are so blessed to have her at Pause Forever.
If there's anyone who would like to get more involved with Pause Forever as a volunteer, if you'd like to contribute, or if you'd just like to find out more, go to pauseforever.org. And Deb Blake, thank you so much for being with us today, telling us your story, and congratulations, you're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Oh, Ron, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Oh, man, what a nice person Deb Blake is. It is 657 at WCHL. A lot of folks calling in this morning.
Oh, and that would be a Clint Eastwood movie.
Yes, it's a Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood movie.
It was the last of the trilogy.
The Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yeah, okay. All right, good one. Good question.
Sergio Leone's The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Clint Eastwood, Lee Van Cleef, Eli Wallach, and behind Ennio Morricone's music.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Classic.
Why do they call them the spaghetti westerns?
Because they were all made in Italy, or over, essentially Italian made, or filmed in Spain, but Italian director, much of the crew was Italian.
Yeah, it just never made any sense to me when I heard them referred to as spaghetti westerns all the time.
Yep,
is that the only reason?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Because there was a few dollars.
Yeah.
For a few dollars more.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Fistful of dollars.
Yeah.
For a few dollars more, something like that. And then The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And they made Clint Eastwood famous.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Clint Eastwood's still out there today.
Yep. Released in 1966. It was the last of the spaghetti westerns.
Mm-hmm.
And Clint Eastwood rose from... I mean, he was already kind of famous, starring as a Rowdy Yates in Rawhide.
Rawhide.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got a lot of calls this morning, and a lot of people knew the answer to the question. But Jeff Mallett was the first one to get in with the correct answer. And Jeff gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. And Freddie will be back with another trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow morning.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
73 degrees this morning and the beginning of a really hot day. High today about 95 or 96. Partly sunny skies. 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, still 20% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, not quite as hot with a high in the low 90s. 30% chance of rain. We'll be in the 80s on Saturday and Sunday. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. A U.S. rescue team trying to liberate kidnapped Americans in Syria may have been in the right place, but they were there at the wrong time. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is with the president.
The White House has revealed President Obama ordered military special operations forces to Syria earlier this summer on a secret mission to save American hostages, including journalist James Foley, the man killed by Islamic State extremists. But when the rescue teams arrived, the hostages weren't where intelligence agencies thought they'd be held. Officials say the military team killed several militants before leaving Syria. One American suffered minor injuries. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
Intelligence experts are now looking for clues about Foley's captors in the video of his execution that was posted online. One of two American missionaries treated for the Ebola virus is getting out of the hospital. CBS's Heather Bosch is here live with late-breaking details.
The aid group he works for says 33-year-old Dr. Kent Brantley will be discharged today. Samaritan's Purse says Brantley has recovered from the Ebola he contracted while treating the sick in Liberia. Emory University Hospital plans to release details later today. Fellow aid worker Nancy Wrightball is also being treated at Emory and reportedly will be released from the hospital isolation unit. The Ebola outbreak has killed more than 1,300 people in West Africa. Peter?
A possible sign of a turning point after 11 turbulent days near St. Louis, CBS's Steve Futterman.
It was finally a peaceful night in Ferguson. Once again, hundreds of people came to march and they chanted. But there were no major confrontations with police. Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson.
There were no Molotov cocktails tonight, no fires. No shootings.
There was also no tear gas. The night wasn't totally trouble-free. There were six arrests. One officer was hit by a bottle. But the anger that has turned to violence seems to be diminishing. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Ferguson, Missouri.
A record settlement in the banking industry is expected to be announced this morning, nearly $17 billion. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is a settlement between the Bank of America and both federal and state authorities.